Good morning, everyone. It's time for Daily Chapel. Today we follow the order of Matins on page 219 in the Lutheran Service Book. The hymn is number 703, How Can I Thank You, Lord? The text is Mark chapter 8, verses 22 through verse 26. The Reverend Sean Danzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Mark, the 8th chapter. And they came to Bethsaida, and some of the people brought to Jesus a blind man and begged him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the village. And when he had spit on his eyes and laid his hands on him, he asked him, Do you see anything? And he looked up and said, I see people, but they look like trees walking. Then Jesus laid his hands on his eyes again, and he opened his eyes, and his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. And Jesus sent him to his home, saying, Do not even enter the village. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
How does he even know what trees look like? And how does he know what walking like a tree looks like? Because that's what the text actually says. This is the only miracle that Jesus does where it only seems to work halfway, and then he's got to go back for a second time. Now, I don't know, perhaps the technicalities of miracle working are like that. Maybe there's something in particular Jesus does know to ask him if he can see. But I think rather than trying to speculate about what it is to heal a person as the Son of God, it would be more fruitful for us to see this in light of everything that surrounds it, which suggests very strongly to us that this seeing, literally with his eyes, a man who was quite literally healed, is also very figurative of sight in all the other ways we use the phrase, of understanding. And we learn then that to have only half an understanding is as strange as thinking that trees are walking. We must press on, all of us, from our half understandings, our beginnings, our most of the way theirs, to full, clear understanding and sight also. We must press on to fully know Christ Jesus. And it is true that his revelation often comes and opens our eyes, not all at once with scales falling off, like St. Paul, but gradually. Not just fully and complete and done forever. If we hear from the context, we see that blindness and sight is understood figuratively in Jesus' words. Just before this text, the disciples were not seeing, and Jesus says, not understanding what had been happening. Jesus had fed 4,000 with plenty of bread left over, and the disciples were still concerned and worried as they passed across the sea. And immediately after this also, we have eyes that are opened and eyes that still have more to learn. Peter confesses clearly that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, but then immediately balks at what Jesus says next, that it is necessary for the Son of Man to suffer, die, and rise again. Jesus insists on the necessity of his passion. And that's only the first of three predictions of his passion in short succession, ending with another healing of a blind man, this time blind Bartimaeus, fully healed the first time before Jesus enters into Jerusalem. And in between all of that, following Peter's confession and his confusion, his lack of sight, is the greatest vision of all. The vision of the transfiguration, where everything is made clear, it would seem, and yet even there the disciples are somewhat confused until at last they can see Jesus only. The sight of the disciples is opened gradually throughout Mark's gospel. Christ, they learn, is more than just a teacher and a healer. He is the Son of God. He is, therefore, a provider for them. He is trustworthy. He is one in whom they should place their trust right now. And he is the glorious Son of God, but this is not to be known primarily through miracles and power alone, through the feeding of thousands, or even through the healing of deaf men and blind men. But it must be seen most keenly here at his cross, when his atoning and ransoming death is given for the life of the world. Now, we are those who follow Christ Jesus. We are those who follow this world's judge, the one who suffered and died to redeem the world, the one who was the means of its rescue. And so then, we also are pulled aside as this man is. It's strange that Jesus says not go back and tell everyone what has done, or even be quiet, don't tell anyone yet. But he warns the man not to even go back and enter into the village. Jesus has pulled this man aside out of his old life. He's pulled him out of his old lack of understanding and sight and brought him into clearness, full understanding, however gradually at first. So it is with us, that we are pulled out of our old ways by Christ Jesus into the comforts of belonging to him. But that requires us to be pulled away from all of the rest of this world's thinking, to be pulled away from the comforts of fitting in with those who in fact oppose Christ Jesus. And as we throughout our life begin to see Christ more clearly, as we are having him revealed to us more and more through his holy scriptures, we are often finding ourselves more and more, as Hebrews puts it, outside the camp with him, separated from others who haven't maybe even begun to see anything about Christ as trees or men. But here's where the promise of Jesus, which comes on the heels of Peter's great learning experience, is so helpful for us also, to give us the revelation and the insight that will sustain us. That Jesus says, whoever loses his life for my sake and for the gospel will in fact gain it for eternity. Just as whoever is least in the kingdom of God is actually the greatest in his kingdom. So then, let us not be afraid to continue to press on, as Hosea says, to know the Lord. And to know him not according to our half-baked ideas, not according to our impulsive ideas like St. Peter, but to know Jesus truly and fully according to his revelation. As the psalm says, it is in his light that we see light. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.